He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill for me, my friend, and me for you. Well, he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for Japan, he's fighting for the USA, and he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks he'll put an end to all this way. Well, he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the red, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him all its killing can't go on. Well, he's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me. And brothers, can't you see that it's not the way to put the end to war?